Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get started today. Today, we're going to discuss for sale by owner.
Welcome back. Thank you guys for listening today. Yeah, like Warren was saying, we are going to be talking all about for sale by owners, something that Spencer and I both have a lot of experience with. And if you're not familiar with the term of what a for sale by owner is, you will be by the end of the show.
Yeah, and this is a really hot topic. I'm super excited about it because this actually happens in my daily life. A big portion of Mariah and I's business comes from for sale by owners. Mm-hmm. Another portion is expired listings. That can be another topic, but for today, we're staying with for sale by owners and the realities of listing versus selling your home by owner. This will be a good one. We're going to go over why people would maybe want to choose to for sale by owner and what's the difference between listing your home and maybe what that's going to come. And then, of course, we're going to get to real estate tip of the week and the listing of the week, which I'm actually really excited about. We got a beautiful home. If you are home shopping right now, for you to go view here in the next week. But Mariah, let's start off with why someone would want to sell a home themselves.
Why someone would want to not use their legal representation. Before we jump into that, I just wanted to explain real quick, listing with an agent, buyer's agent versus listing agent, which that's another thing that could be a whole show because there's a lot that could go into that, but we just wanted to touch on that really quick. So one thing we hear often when calling for sell by owners is just bring me a buyer, which shows they really don't understand the way things work. When we work with you as a listing agent, we are a marketing expert. We are not, you don't want generally the same person bringing you a buyer as you do listing your house. They're two completely separate jobs and positions.
Yeah. So, and what she means by two separate jobs is there's a selling agent and there's a buyer's agent. Now, that listing agent ultimately comes in and says, hey, I'll take this listing at this percentage. And out of that percentage, it is cut basically in half on usual right now in this market to that buyer's agent. So that's leaving that seller's agent actually making less than they would have without that buyer's agent, because they have marketing fees, realtor fees, and stuff like that, that this buyer's agent really don't have representing just buyers, because there's a marketing side, that promotion side to how we're gaining those buyer views when it comes to selling homes when listed with realtors.
Right.
But another good explanation and reason that I get when I do call for sale by owners is they've done it before.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, my family, they've done it before as well, honestly. Right. But when you look at it statistically, 87% of for sale by owners end up using a realtor by the end of the transaction. Mm-hmm. That's a huge percentage. So 13% mm-hmm. of for sale by owners actually deal with it through and through all to themselves, just with another buyer, which that percentage is very low. So in reality, for sale by owners, they need us. They need someone to help them through this process.
And out of that percentage, like you mentioned, the majority of the people who are in that very small percent who do end up successfully selling on their own without legal representation are people who are in a position where they're just selling to a family member or a friend. And that's part of that statistic. So really, it's a very, very small, it's even smaller than that, you know, who actually sells to someone that they don't know. And if you are in a position where you're buying a house from a family member or a friend or, you know, under the table, then don't use a realtor. In most cases like that, you wouldn't need a real estate agent and you could save money on the position.
Yeah, you would kind of be a fool to not want to save a commission
at
that
point. But what we're talking about today is just in general for the general public. you know, trying to sell your home to someone who you don't know.
Yeah, no, thanks for clarifying that.
Yes.
Thanks
so, for that. Another reason, a thing that we hear a lot, why they would want to sell on their own is saving money on the commission. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we hear a lot is they look at the number of what the commission is and they're like, wow, I'm paying you that amount. And I think something that they don't realize is that
the big picture.
Yeah, the big picture. It's not that amount. You know, say they look at the 5 or 6% commission. It's not, they're not paying that to the listing agent. They don't realize that out of that commission, first of all, it's cut in half to the buyer's agent. Mm-hmm. And then out of that, we give both brokerages get a pretty good part of that split.
Berkshire Hathaway is at a 6%.
Yes.
That's 6% cut off of that 2.5% commission from the sales price. That's a good chunk of coin.
Right. And then from there, we take 30% out, of course, for taxes. And then all the advertising, we're running a business here. So there's a lot of business expenses that I think people don't realize as well that mm-hmm. Being a real estate agent, it's a expensive business to be in if you're not selling a lot of houses.
And so that's one main mm-hmm. thing that I get from new brokers. Mm-hmm. Man, real estate is more expensive than yeah. I ever thought it would have been. Because we have two MLS systems for you and I both, membership fees, mm-hmm. The Oregon Realtor Association.
Oh, there's
office desk fees.
There's a handful
printing,
of fees. Yeah,
marketing.
Every month, every quarter, every year, there's all kinds of fees.
Yeah,
hundreds definitely
of dollars
not the kind
month,
of thing
at least.
You want to just try out, like just try out being in real estate just to see how you like it, because you could end up wasting a lot of money.
yeah. No, they do.
Anyway, what is our next point, Spence?
So then another point that I get from for sale by owners is they've had a bad experience working with a broker in the past.
Right. I love that one.
It's fun, but also it's one that you have to have empathy for. Mm-hmm. Because everybody has had an experience, an encounter with somebody. They just ruin their day. It ruined their week sometimes. And they'll never do it again because they had a bad experience. And I'm the same when me and you go out.
Right.
When I've had a bad experience somewhere, I tend to not go again.
Right. But one thing I think obviously they don't realize is they say, okay, I don't want to list with a realtor because I've been burned by a realtor before. I don't like realtors. I've had a bad experience. But not all realtors are created equal. What was that number we were just talking about of?
Right. So we met with our title team. Last week, and we went over statistics on the sale amounts within Oregon. Right now, we're at an all-time high when it comes to licensed brokers.
Yeah.
2,900 agents. Over 2,900 agents are licensed
in Oregon.
In the state
of
Oregon.
So competitive.
Let that sink in.
Yeah.
Now, out of that number of 2,900, the amount that have sold over 30 homes in that year.
In the whole state of Oregon.
It was just about at 100.
Yeah. So there's a good chance that you probably were with an agent who barely sold any houses and didn't know what they were doing. And that's, I mean, to only sell 30 homes in a year, that's that small of amount of agents are doing that. That just shows how many people have their license and are maybe selling a very small handful of homes in a year. But if you're only selling 5 homes a year, you really haven't seen enough to know what to do if something goes wrong. You just haven't seen enough hiccups. You just don't have the experience, in my opinion, to be able to give a home seller the best service possible.
Right. So if you are currently for sale by owner, stay mm-hmm. tuned mm-hmm. as to why you will want to list your home next time.
All right, we're going to take a break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And before we left, we promised we would talk about what it means when you list your home with an agent.
Yeah. So all we right. just went over kind of what we hear when we do a lot of our cold calls or just checking in mm-hmm. with for sale by owners as to their reasoning as to why they're not listing with an agent nor working with us. But now this is a pretty important segment because in reality, we just kind of went over statistically 87% of for sale by owners end up listing with an agent by the end of the transaction. Now we're going to do what it means when you list your home with an agent and basically things that are going to benefit you in the long run or by the end of your transaction that's actually going to make you more successful, more money, and willing to do it again in the long run. Mm-hmm. I think this one's really important, and I'm actually very passionate about it, mm-hmm. because this is what I do. This is what we do.
And I think part of the reason why you're so passionate about it and we have so much to say about this is because we've seen right before our eyes, time and time again, we've seen so many times where we've been able to help people who were so set on not using an agent, not ever listing with an agent. They were so against it. And we've been able to actually give them a really great experience. And they've walked away saying, like, leaving reviews saying things like, wow, I wish I would have listened to you sooner. I wish I would have listed with you sooner. And they were so thankful that they did. So we know we can help, and we know you need our help.
Right. So. And so you mentioned reviews, mm-hmm. though. If you guys ever do want to check out our reviews, go visit our website at VetrusCrawfordRealty.com. That's Vetrus, VETTRUS, CrawfordRealty.com. Our website has really good information, property watches, and reviews for you guys to just learn and know us a little bit more, as well as a couple of YouTube channels to view in your spare time. Got to plug that.
The first thing that you will get when you list with an agent, which is so, so important, is legal representation. I know one thing I hear all the time from for sale by owners that I've worked with in the past is, you know, we get a lot of calls. We've been getting a lot of calls. It's been taking up a lot of our time, but they're flaky, unqualified buyers. These are people whose credit can't carry the purchase. These are people who have gone to banks and lenders and just can't get qualified. And so they're trying their luck on for sale by owners, or they're people who are extremely low ball offering them because they're trying to get a deal. And I know when I think about for sale by owners, I think, what, you know, you could probably get a deal. And that part of that is because they don't have legal representation. And another thing is, I know I've also heard horror stories from people who have been trying to sell on their own. And a lot of them, you know, like one transaction I worked with this year, the for sale by owner, they had their home sold, you know, they were in escrow.
Quote unquote,
yeah, they were sold. About to close. A few days before closing, they were completely moved out of their house. They actually moved to another state, to Nevada. And then the buyer backed out and they didn't get to keep the earnest money. There was nothing they could do about it because they didn't have legal representation.
And a key word is earnest money. They didn't get to keep mm-hmm. their earnest money. And that's part of having that legal representation. My job is representing you and to write up contracts and only benefiting you or giving you a way to benefit yourself within the contract. That is verbiage 101 when you are a licensed professional. If you are not putting in verbiage to benefit your client, then step aside and let me come in and do the job for you, because that is just unacceptable to walk away before closing without earnest money due to a fail sale. That aggravates me a lot. It does.
And there's so much more that goes on in a real estate transaction than I think people really realize. Like we mentioned earlier, for sale by owners thinking that realtors are overpaid, because we talked about how we aren't getting paid as much as they think that we are,
there's tons of fees, taxes, but also
we're actually doing a lot more than what they see. There's a lot more that meets the eye that we're doing as realtors, that we're doing kind of behind the scenes that they don't really necessarily understand.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more that goes on in the transaction that you probably are not equipped and ready to take on.
So when you do decide to list your home and you're mm-hmm. no longer for sale by owner, the first thing I'm always asked is, well, what's your commission?
Mm-hmm.
A biggie is that. And then we go into, well, how are you actually going to sell mm-hmm. my home?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do differently than what I just did?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the for sale by owner websites that you have access to, not being a licensed professional in this business, is you have Zillow, Craigslist, Realtor.com, Trulia, Redfin, and then you can even go as far as to paying a flat fee to put your home on the MLS. So stay tuned for later. We'll get more into a flat fee. So if you're for sale by owner, go view those websites, go advertise your home right there. On general, most parts, for sale by owners, give it about 20 days. 20 days on average, 20 to 28 days, about a month, I'd say. Then they come back after me following up with them and they say, Spence, let's give you a try. What do you got to say? How are you going to sell my house? Because right now it's just not being performed. I I haven't found a buyer. I'm getting a ton of looky-loos. I'm wasting my time, basically. And in a lot of our lives, we have families, we have jobs. Time is money and very, very valuable to me especially. So we establish, hey, how are you going to sell my home? Well, me and Mariah, we are considered marketing professionals. I go into all my listing appointments, and I, just because of my background, I mentioned I was a wrestler for the longest time. My brother, he wrestled at Oregon State University, Pac-12 champ. We got that in our blood. Chael Sonnen, through all phase, we worked side by side with him growing up. He's a UFC guy, but I get to relate it to a promotion within the UFC, which I get to have fun with because it just relates to me. And how does the UFC gain viewers and audience? They promote the heck out of it to buy pay-per-views from the buyers, because people from home viewing this online or on their TVs through these promotions, they are your buyers. They have to see your home somehow. And in order to do that, I got to market the heck out of it. And we get to have fun with it with our production team, our videography team, which every listing is provided with through us. And it's fully done with a professional service to get your home sold in a quicker amount of time at a higher sales volume.
Right. Because at the end of the day, the more exposure, you know, versus just having, you know, two websites, maybe we're going to have it on over 3,000 websites nationwide, globally. And obviously the more amount of exposure, the more buyers are going to see it, the higher price it's going to sell for.
Yeah. So being a marketing professional is huge. Rather than just going to those free websites and posting your home on it and rolling the dice and saying, let's make $300,000 this month. Because in the end, that's what it is. On average, a sale is worth $300,000 in the Salem area. You're not going to be finding much residential living under, besides if it's got some work to it. So that's the reality of our situations, and we got to treat it as such. It's a very important need for sale by owners to contact a realtor at least to give a free appointment, because all these appointments are free. Our knowledge is free. So all you have to do is call us, and we're willing to help you out, give you somewhat of the right guidance, whether it's staging, marketing, sales prices. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between brokerages? How can you help me versus somebody else? I thrive on this stuff, and I love getting interviewed and answering these hard questions that you might have for us.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, the real estate tip of the week and the listing of the week.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. So let's ask you, what is your real estate tip of the week?
Yeah, so I mentioned earlier things that for sale by owners do, and that's why they may be held up on listing their home. And one thing that really I hear often, let's just put it that way, is, Spence, I don't need you. I gave a flat fee to put my home in the MLS systems that you are licensed to have. So they hired, say, an agent at a different brokerage to basically accept a flat fee, which they're usually $500. And what they're doing is they're advertising their home on the MLS for other realtors like ourselves to see. But the difference is, once you do that, it's posted and it's just sat. There's no services. There's no updating. It's like when you get emails every day. Okay. Imagine how many emails you get. And after you get a new one, your old emails just keep going to the bottom of the list. Right. So then it's always forgotten about and never actually viewed nor seen. And oftentimes other realtors on the WVMLS, they can notice and see that it is actually for sale by owner due to there's very few and little information about your home on these WVMLS sheets when it's provided with just a flat fee, whether it's professional photography, videography. A lot of people are coming on to your home from online right now, 92% of them, to be exact, statistically. Now, I don't know about you, but I think it's worth it to hire a professional photographer and videographer, especially if you're only wanting to be for sale by owner, but maybe you don't want to spend that money. Well, You won't have to if you end up listing your home, because all of these production costs are paid for through me.
And well, depending on who you list with, because a lot of agents don't do professional
that's very
photos
true.
And video.
But when you list with the Vetrus Crawford Realty mm-hmm. Group, they are. Mm-hmm. We're a full professional servicing team, and there's really no excuses to not be, honestly. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to save money here and there, but I truly do not believe that is a good route to be saving money in, because right now that mm-hmm. marketing and promotional tools, they are so important for our sellers, which we specialize in. We specialize in listing and getting homes sold, and it's super important. So whenever I hear, Spence, I paid a flat fee to get on the WVMLS already. I don't need you. Other realtors are already seeing it. Well, your flat fee, you just wasted $500, and oftentimes you end up listing with an agent in the end, costing you another commission cost. It's a waste of money in most cases.
And what I hear, because I do hear that a lot too, and if I ever hear back from those people who ended up paying the flat fee, which more often than not, what I hear from them is, I wish I didn't pay the flat fee. Mm-hmm. I regretted it. I wasted my money. I should have just listed instead of trying to be cheap.
Well,
and go a different route.
And another thing I really love about Berkshire Hathaway and our branding is our company doesn't even allow that.
Oh, we're not. Yeah, we're not allowed to do the flat fee thing.
I'm not allowed to take people's money and run.
Yeah.
And it's for a good reason.
Yeah.
Okay. And I wouldn't have it any other way, mm-hmm. honestly. Now we are going to the listing of the week. I really love these segments because a lot of people have been contacting us and making comments, which I love. That's really good engagement. And actually, we've been setting up some showings on them. So keep listing, viewers, for these listings of the weeks, because I actually take time to find the most realistic options if you mm-hmm. are a buyer and what's the best price for your buck.
Mm-hmm.
This one is actually, it's in a different area. It's Sweet Home Morgan.
But
not too far. It's rural. Mm-hmm. It's USDA, which is awesome for buyers right now because money. I mean, zero down programs.
Yeah, no down payment.
It's a 3-bed, 3-bath. It's just under 2,100 square foot, and it's only listed at $339,900. Now, if you were to find that in Salem, you're looking at upwards of 420, mm-hmm. you know, 415 mm-hmm. easily.
At least.
Which is incredible. And so if that fits your needs and area, yeah, you might drive a little bit more to your work, but for your bang a buck investment purposes, mm-hmm. this home will be worth it to you for $339,000 with a 3-bed, 3-bath, beautiful RV side port with sewer, water, and electric hookup. So if you want some Airbnb, you can do it there.
Hey.
Listen to our last show about Airbnb. And also, it has a 200-amp shed in the backyard, which is pretty incredible for your workspace. So go check that out. It's at 4552 Live Oak Street in Sweet Home Morgan. That's 4552 Live Oak Street in Sweet Home Morgan.
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.